Nemesis by Lindsay Davis. Read by Christian Rodsker. Rome and Latium. Summer, AD 77. Chapter 1. I find it surprising more people are not killed over dinner at home. In my work, we reckon that murder is most likely to happen among close acquaintances. Someone will finally snap after years of being wound up to blind rage by the very folk who best know how to drive them to distraction. For once, it'll be just too much to watch someone else eating the last sesame pancake, which, of course, was snatched with a triumphant laugh that was intended to rankle. So, a victim expires with honey still dribbling down their chin. Though it happens less often than you might expect. Why are more kitchen cleavers not sunk between the fat shoulders of appalling uncles who get the slaves pregnant? Or that sneaky sister who shamelessly grabs the most desirable bedroom, with its glimpse of a corner of the temple of Divine Claudius, and almost no cracks in the walls? Or the crude son who farts uncontrollably, however many times he's told? Even if people do not stab or strangle their own, you would expect more to rush out into the streets and vent their frustration upon the first person they meet. Perhaps they do. Perhaps even the random killing of strangers, which the vigilantes call a motiveless crime, sometimes has an understandable domestic cause. It could so easily have happened to us. I grew up in a large family, crammed into a couple of small, sour rooms. All around our apartment were other teeming groups, too noisy, too obstreperous, and all packed together far too close. Perhaps the thing that saved us from tragedy was that my father left...